We will be back to this episode in a moment after a quick production pointer with the Spud Doctor.
As a bonus for listeners, we are doing production pointers with Dr. Kiran Shetty, also known as the Spud Doctor. We have selected a listener question. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Shetty. Today's question is, how do I control late blight in my potatoes?
Late blight is an important disease in potatoes and can affect the crop in any region of potato production and any stage of the potato crop. Two things about late blight. You need to have a good understanding of the pathogen itself and the associated symptoms, and then what conditions drive them. Secondly, anticipation and preparedness of the late blight problem during the season itself. There are several steps required to ensure good control of late blight problem. One of the many steps is the selecting the appropriate product and time the application in a program. So step one, proper scouting of the farm in high-risk situations. And secondly, look for reports of late blight in the area. If there is positive identification of late blight in the farm or in the area, we have to implement a chemical control program. Check with your extension experts from the university or industry personnel or from the chemical manufacturer itself on what is available. Make sure you follow all label instructions and always stay ahead of this disease. Syngenta has introduced two products. One is called Arondis Opti and the other one is Arondis Ultra. They have specific fit in the late blight program. Consult with the Syngenta representative on the timing and the application requirements. Also, check with your processor to see if this product is approved for export.
I've heard of a new product from Syngenta, Miravis Prime. Why should I use this product?
Miravis Prime was introduced by Syngenta recently. It is registered for use on potatoes. Miravis Prime is made up of two active ingredients, adapidin, which is a new SDHI chemistry, and also flutioxanol. The combined active ingredients can effectively use against some of the leaf spot diseases like early blight and brown spot. Miravis Prime is also effective against white mold. Miravis Prime can be used in situations where there's a high risk of early blight and or white mold in potato production. When using Miravis Prime, make sure you follow all the label instructions. Also, contact your area Syngenta representative for appropriate time to apply and the method to apply. Check with your processors to see if the product is applied for MRL requirements.
All right. Well, thank you today for joining us, Dr. Shetty. And now back to the podcast.
We will be back to this episode in a moment after a quick production pointer with the Spud Doctor.
As a bonus for listeners, we are doing production pointers with Dr. Kiran Shetty, also known as the Spud Doctor. We have selected a listener question for today. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Shetty. Today's question is, how can I avoid silver scurf from becoming a problem during storage?
Silver scurf is caused by a fungus called Helminthosporium salanae. It causes a certain type of blemish on the outside skin of the potato. It's an important problem in the channels of the fresh market segment of the potato industry, although it can cause some challenges when you peel these potatoes in the processing line itself. This problem begins as a seed-borne problem. Silver scurf management should begin with the selection of good certified seed. Seed treatment such as Cruzamax Vibrance is effective against minimizing the seed-borne problem. The infection of the seed silver scurf can begin in the soil during growth and development of the tubers. Therefore, under high-risk situations, it is important to consider an in-furrow fungicide application like Elatus. In most cases, the problem associated with silver increases during potato storages. Syngenta has introduced a post-harvest product called Stadium to minimize the spread of silver scurf when the potatoes are in storage. The success of using post-harvest products to reduce silver scurf has to be integrated with proper storage management procedures. Stadium is registered for use on potatoes. Make sure to follow all the label instructions when you use the product, and also check with your processors to see that the product is approved for export.
All right, Dr. Shetty, thank you for that tip. Now back to the podcast.
We will be back to this episode in a moment after a quick production pointer with the Spud Doctor.
As a bonus for listeners, we're doing production pointers with Dr. Karan Shetty, also known as the Spud Doctor. We have selected a listener question today. Dr. Shetty, what are some general storage tips you have for growers?
We are in the early stages of the storage season at this moment. And therefore, there are some key observations and procedures to protect the quantity and the quality of the potato crop in storage. So how do you protect the quantity of those potatoes in storage? Quantity is largely determined by the weight of the potatoes you put into the storage. So we need to control the weight loss during storage. Weight loss is governed by the physics inside the storage, as well as the chemistry inside the potato. Modern storages are well equipped to regulate the temperature, the relative humidity, and the airflow inside the storage. All three are important and connected. In the early stages of the crop, it is extremely important that we suberize and heal the wounds of harvest by carefully managing the temperature, the relative humidity, and the airflow. Weight loss can be minimized by proper suberization. So how do you protect the quality of the stored crop by suberization? By proper suberization, we can minimize the weight loss inside the storage. Good suberization and wound healing can minimize weight loss as well as the storage diseases that occur from time to time inside the storages.
Well, thank you for that tip today. And thank you for joining us, Dr. Shetty. And now back to the podcast.